Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Bone and Joint Institute.
Three-point FAU lead. No timeouts for Kansas State. 6.9 to go. Inbounds to Noel. Across midcourt with five. And he's not fouled. They give it to Massoud. 1 second. It's ripped up by Davis. Time runs out. Florida Atlantic. FAU. Fantastic. Awesome. Unreal. Dusty Mays Owls are going to the Final Four.
Okay, that's the Final Four. It's FAU, San Diego State, Miami, and UConn. Okay. Pete Futek.
Yeah!
Yay. Pete Futek is here to talk about it. And usually I go, wait a second, what does this guy know about anything? He's a college football guy, not a college basketball guy. Yeah, but he's been really good with the college basketball stuff, too. He's on Twitter at Pete Futek, publisher of collegefootballnews.com, is with us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. So, Pete, tell me that my initial take on this is wrong, that it looks like UConn is just going to mop the floor with the rest of this field.
Maybe. First of all, don't do that thing where it's like, I've never heard of these teams. This can't be a good Final Four. Look, you've got three conference champions in UConn in this. So it's a representative group more than in most seasons, at least of the regular season. These teams are full of veterans and pretty good. But I'm with you. It's hard not to pick UConn. I thought they were the most complete team in the tournament, even more so than Alabama coming into this thing. They just didn't win anything big, but they have everything that's in place that you want to win this. The difference, though, being look at what they've done in this tournament so far. Wow, they're destroying everyone. Yeah, okay, who'd they beat, though? I mean, Iona, I mean, who doesn't beat Iona? I mean, they beat two West Coast Conference teams. This isn't the same Gonzaga team of the last few years. And Arkansas is the ninth best team in the SEC. None of them shoot threes except for Gonzaga to a little bit. So they have yet to face a team that can bomb away from the outside. And who do they get in this Final Four? Miami, who is one of the best teams in the country from three. So I'm not just going to crown them quite yet. I'm not assuming this is going to be a Georgia-TCU final and, you know, college football playoff version here. But there's definitely a shot here where they're beatable. They proved that they were beatable this season by Marquette. They proved they got, you know, they could get pushed around a little bit. So I'm not just going to say it's over yet, but I do think that they are obviously the most complete team in this tournament left.
You do. So you do think UConn is at least what they're doing is not a mirage. Maybe the point spreads a bit, but how they're winning is valid.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, there's no such thing as a cheap run to the Final Four. I mean, and especially when you're destroying teams by, what is it, like 25 points a game? I mean, you know, these teams are good, but they just haven't quite faced. I mean, it kind of gets lost in this whole mix. San Diego State beat Alabama. I mean, that's pretty good. Miami got through a Houston team that was a soft number one, but it's still, they kind of ripped them up, and then they roared back to beat Texas. That's better than anything UConn has done so far. Miami, I think, is being a little bit shortchanged here. And I think because they are so ugly, the Aztecs are being way kind of undervalued in all this. I mean, they win. That's how they win. But they shut down that Alabama offense. And Creighton's offense was one of the best in the country. And they were held to nothing in the second half, mainly because they go like 16 guys deep with all these 35-year-old grown men.
Their bodies. Look at those dudes.
Like,
they look different. They look like the sport you cover more regularly.
They are 23-year-old grown men. I mean, they go nine deep with seven seniors, two juniors. And Florida Atlantic's going to be a test because one of the things about Creighton was they were all young. They were all sophomores, and they only went five deep. And so what happened in the second half yesterday? Their legs just died. You could just see there was nothing there. They didn't have that same boost that they had before. And, you know, San Diego State gets out alive, but that's what they do. Florida Atlantic is number two in the country in bench points. So now San Diego State gets a team that's full of guys who are just going to keep rotating in, but they're all sophomores. And they're all thin, and they have the one big dude in the middle there. But other than that, they don't have the guys with those NFL defensive end bodies. San Diego State looks like they're out of central casting. They can't shoot, but all those guys can defend. And if you've noticed, the one guy in this tournament who's not getting a lot of play but might be the best player in this tournament in a lot of ways, Kevin Mensa shut down Brandon Miller. And when they needed the guy to figure out that big dude in the middle for Creighton, they put him on there. He's the two-time Mountain West Defensive Player of the Year, and he's the stopper for anyone who's pretty good. They're going to put him on Janelle Davis with Florida Atlantic. So, again, nothing pretty about San Diego State, and that's going to be a better game. I don't think it's the kids' table game that I think everyone's going to make it out to be.
I was impressed by Miami's win simply because they were down for so much of the game. And I know for them it came down to 3-point shooting a lot, but for them
free
to
throws.
Be able, yes, go ahead.
Free throws. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, they are adaptable. I'm sorry to cut you off there, but you're right.
Yeah,
the
3-point shooting.
Yeah, the 3-point shooting wasn't there against Texas. But what do they do? They just get to the free throw line all the time. That's what they did against Houston. So when they had to do it, they couldn't hit that. What do they like 2 3-pointers against Texas? But they got to the free throw line 30-something times. So they were able to pull that off by just attacking the rim, and they're going to have to do that against UConn.
UConn's got some dudes, though. I mean, they've got the kinds of – they have individual players who are capable, each one of them, of having a day. And I think that the odds right now – that I believe UConn's odds on, I believe. And between Andre Jackson Jr., Jordan Hawkins, there are guys who, when the time comes, if you look for, all right, this is a team that plays great team defense, I need to spread the floor – or clear aside and let a guy go. They've got enough of those guys.
And they're big. And that's the thing that gets lost in this tournament, too, is just, you mentioned the San Diego State size. I mean, Texas was small. You know, so that was one of the things that helped Miami, is Miami's not all that big, but they attack from all five guys. And if you have a guard-oriented team, you know, you're going to crush teams like that in the rebounding margin. You're not doing that against UConn. So they are just big at every single position to go along with that individual talent, and they play tough defense, and it just all fits. It just, you know, like you kind of mentioned, yes, all these things can be true at once. They might not have played the toughest slate to get here, but they have just been absolutely dominant, and they've got the team that's in place now that they're gelling at the right time. So how can you not pick UConn at this point?
No, and it was just a dominating win over Gonzaga, who is regarded as having the best offense out of the Elite Eight, the best offense, one of them in the league. And then you see what happened when they faced that team. I mean, 54 points, that's remarkable.
Yeah, this wasn't the Gonzaga team the last few years. It was a great offense that kind of rolled it up all season long against an okay West Coast Conference. They got stalled by St. Mary's a little bit the couple times they played them. And it would have been nice to if UCLA just could have had like two guys who could have given them like 90 seconds. They pulled that one off. That UCLA team was just that talented. But give them credit. Like you said, give them credit. I mean, that was Gonzaga's still Gonzaga, and they just completely dominated them.
I'm trying to play this game of, now that we have a unique Final Four, how is the coaching establishment and or the NCAA going to over-extrapolate it and learn the wrong lessons from it in a continued effort to try to claw back their power and relevance?
NIL. Well, first of all, start with this little fun game. Everyone who's crying about Blue Bloods, give them this test. Give them 30 seconds or so. Who was in last year's Final Four? No one can do it. I mean, right. It was all Blue Bloods. So, it's from as much as everyone's crying, no one remembers who wins these things. So, to answer your question, though, Miami's all NIL. You know, Kansas State got here through the transfer portal, got through the Elite Eight through the transfer portal. It's just it's the guys who are going to be able to, you know, here's the positive about all this. And especially in college basketball more than football, you can get good fast if you've got just a couple of guys who you can just sort of find a way to pay for them. And that's just kind of how this works. I mean, San Diego State, you know, I got the text too. Hey, have one of our athletes, student athletes, come speak at your function. I mean, they're actively doing this now. So the way you flip this the other way is if you're a Duke, if you're a Carolina, if you're a Kentucky, if you're a UCLA, you're like, all right, enough of this. You're getting the Gatorade ad. You're getting the Nike ad. And you're facilitating this. So you're making just sure that the guys are there. But Dan, to your major point here that you've made over the years, outside of the teams like that might have a Danny Manning or a Carmelo Anthony, who wins these things? It's the teams that go eight deep with guys who are just good enough but not amazing. Mm-hmm. So you don't necessarily need the NIL guys for that. You just need guys who are good enough who can last, and that's where the depth comes into play with a place like Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, agreed. And I think the point you made about how they got here and their path to the Final Four, that was not easy. And that's something that I think deserves to be discussed as well. Is UConn made it look easy, but you made a good argument with Florida Atlantic deserving more respect as to how they got here.
Oh, and we had a year, too, when you had really, really mediocre one seeds. I mean, Purdue was really flawed. Kansas was coming into this slightly limping a little bit.
And without their coach.
Yeah, and of course, they were just off. I mean, everything about Kansas was off from the end of the Big 12 championship and on. You know, Houston was never a one. That was a way overrated team from the start. And like,
well, they held their ranking for so long.
Well, because they had a great record. And so, you know, and they just kept beating teams that were, you know, so every time, you know, team wins, team goes up, team loses, team goes down. And as conference play kept going on, Houston just kept kind of winning in their, you know, mediocre year for the conference, and other teams just kept going down. But so you did have mediocre ones. You had strong twos, but, you know, that kind of gets lost in this too. All the twos are gone too. So you have, again, you do have a conference champion in Florida Atlantic. You do have a conference champion in Miami, and you do have a conference champion in San Diego State. So these are teams that did actually prove themselves throughout the regular season. And then UConn's just a team that, again, that has everything in place that just sort of found the right blend at the right time.
I will say this, though. I know that Miami has massive NIL money. But when it comes to the story of the coach bringing up his players again and exceeding the previous year, which was widely regarded as a success again, I think we do need to give some respect to Jim Larranaga and just the way he's been able to transcend eras at this point. I found it cool that it was also on the anniversary of George Mason making it to the Final Four. Like, that man deserves more respect on his name for what he's done at his age and how he's adapted.
And to the other question you also had before, Dan, to Layla's point here, he's adapted. And how do these coaches adapt? Well, they're proving these guys are performing now. Mm-hmm. These coaches always have to be in front of the camera. So you always got to be selling. You've got, especially right now, you got to look like a coach that you say, yeah, you know what? If I'm transferring, I could handle living in, you know, South Florida and Coral Gables.
This is part of my point why it pissed me off that Jerome Tang went into the other team's locker room so he could put himself on camera.
Like, exactly.
Not again, okay.
Again, everything could be two at once. It could be a nice moment. It could be a thing of sportsmanship. And at the very end, he can be saying, like, hey, you know what? Manhattan's kind of the Boca Raton of Kansas. Uh-huh. Why don't you come on up here? Uh-huh. You know, so it's... everything's performative. Every coach has got to get on camera. He's got to hug his players. He's got to give all credit to the players. He's got to look like the guy that, again, if you're watching this, you got to say, you know what? I'm doing all right here. I'd like to play for that guy.
Why do you think Eric Musselman is taking his shirt off and showering himself in water? I mean, because he knows that that's going to get replayed. That's going to get edited into highlight packages.
Oh. Try this. It's a half joking here, but dead serious here. Who's in the Final Four? Okay, UConn is UConn stuff. Florida Atlantic, Miami, San Diego State. Find me three schools right now, especially in a social media area, that every kid doesn't want to go. Like, every kid is looking at palm trees. They want to go to that school. And that's going to matter too. Why am I going to live in Big Ten country and deal with, you know, weather, you know, all for
yep.
six
it goes back to the Florida Gulf Coast run under Andy
yes,
Enfield.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Why do I want to do this when I can beat my head against the wall and I can go to Boca Raton or San Diego or Coral Gables? So that's going to matter too in this. And the schools that figure that out faster and have the right coaches and the right mix of things, that's going to help these schools more than any other.
I don't think we probably talk about that enough with Alabama, as crazy as that sounds. When you think about the college phenomenon it has become simply because of its football program, like the Alabama Rush TikTok, I think is a spinoff of that because people want to go there because they can't not equate success without sports. Like sports is the equate to success.
Happened
like,
to Clemson too.
They can't,
and TikTok
they can't
and Instagram.
Separate it.
Layla, you are dead on right. I have a kid who's back here on spring break right now who's at San Diego State because social media was made it the coolest thing possible. But also with Alabama, look, I live in here in Highland Park, and they hit Highland Park hard. The North Shore of Chicago hard from Alabama because mm-hmm. they're going after every national merit. If you're a national merit scholar from Highland who graduates from Highland Park.
In the city too. Full ride. If you,
you're going for free.
If you, I want to say you don't even need a complete A average. Like if you have a mix of A's and B's in the Chicago area, full ride.
Yep. I have a niece who's a National Merit Scholar, just perfect SATs and all that kind of stuff. Full ride at Florida State. That's these schools who are down there and trying to, you know, upgrade their image. What do? You get the better class of students. What do? You just say, come here for free. And, yep. you know, even if you want to go somewhere else, how do you say, no, I get to go there and have fun sports and have the enjoyable ride and be the Rush TikTok.
Kentucky did it with both my kids, Georgia. Same thing.
They
want kids from here going there.
But the point is also it's about the intangible aspect of sports marketing and how you see it overall improve your entire school. Like the value of the football team we talk about all the time. Why are they paying X coach X amount of money? You see returns in it because we can't separate.
Look, I would be lying if Duke's run in 1986. If I said it had nothing to do with my choice of that school, because
I wanted to go to Indiana,
I wanted to go to
Texas.
It wasn't really because, but it probably. I mean, like my parents, it was very sort of like presumed that I would follow them to Cornell because everybody in my family, you know, they're my aunts and uncles, and even my cousin and my little sister, and this that just what you did in our family. So for me to say no, I want to go somewhere else. And feel strongly about it. I don't know that it's totally conscious, but certainly subconsciously that their run to the finals in 86, I'm sure swayed in my choice.
Oh, how do you not want to be a part of the fun? And right. That's kind of one of the things we've told both of our kids. Yeah. It's like, go to a school that has the fun, that has the stuff, that has the connection.
And it was great that I got four Final Fours in a senior year national championship.
Well, I sure as shoot did not go to Wisconsin for the sports in 1988. I'll tell you, that was, I did not enjoy a bowl game or an NCAA tournament during my time there.
Oh, yeah? Are you going to enjoy an NIT semifinal? Because I think you're not going to, Pete Futak.
I am. I will take any. Hey, they're breaking through a ceiling. If they can win something, if they can win the end of the season with a win, I'll take it.
You're facing my school. Go Mean Green.
That good team.
1.5 point spread as far as
North Texas should have been in. That's one of those teams that you see what all these other programs are doing. North Texas was pretty nasty.
Wait, North Texas is playing Wisconsin?
In the NIT semifinal.
You guys have to bet something.
In Vegas.
You gotta bet. Come on. Like, bet Pete like a big lemon meringue pie or something that he'd enjoy.
Pete, yes. Do you like lemon meringue pie?
I do. I like all pie. Body's a temple, though. Yes, absolutely.
Wait, those are contradicting statements.
I know. I'm trying to ditch, but yes.
Right, each of you offer something representative of your school. He could give you a big wheel
of cheese.
A big
wedge of cheese.
And
yes.
what would come out of North Texas?
The Mean Green.
But what's
so many jokes to make.
What's.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's obviously food.
Oil?
Like Tex-Mex and queso and all that fun stuff. So there's always that. Jazz, music.
That's right. It's a big music
school.
But
that's free. That's free for you to enjoy. Pete, we'll figure out something. Maybe I'll tap Alyssa Bergamini's brain because you guys
had
such a good flow on the Saturday show.
Yes, I absolutely will. No, this is where it's still fun.
I'll take
fun.
Cheese from Wisconsin. Sure.
It's still, I mean, look, there's, yeah, Wisconsin's just a different animal now than when I went there. But yeah, to the whole point, it's still, I mean, all these different, it's the time of the year where, you know, this is where it's fun. And good on these other schools that, like, Miami's never been there before. Florida Atlantic's never been there before. San Diego State's going out of its mind right now. Like, it's sometimes you forget how much fun it is. Like, when Wisconsin finally did something in sports, everyone I knew went crazy. And, like, this is all, we're spoiled after the last 20 years. But this is where it is so much fun. And to your point of going to a school that has that connection, well, you want that. You want to be a part of all this. And that's where this is so much fun for all these schools.
Thanks as always, Pete Futek.
Later, you too.
Go mean green, Pete.
Go bad.
I will never forget seeing the picture of the Florida Gulf Coast dorms.
I don't
that
remember.
That was floated out when they had their tournament run of Dunk City. And the dorms were just awesome. They were on the beach. I was like, man, this is living.
Yeah, that's, I mean, just the fact when you tour with all the campus tours we just did, if when they say they're all air conditioned, regardless of what they look like inside, if you just hear all they're all air conditioned, like, oh, okay, well, that's awful nice.
If you don't have air conditioning in Florida, you run. There's no such thing.
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We didn't tour any schools in Florida.
Like, if you have to ask about air conditioning, something has gone horribly wrong. You should understand that it should be built in. Just a warning from me to you.
All right. Well, Layla came into the meeting this morning mad. Mad at the NFL.
I'll tell you what nobody's talking about.
So mad the scrunchie on the back of her head almost flew off.
How dare you tell people that I had a scrunchie on today?
Because I didn't know it was taboo. And then you're like, oh my God, I have a scrunchie on.
Well, it's not taboo for the kids, but I'm not a kid.
So you're just walking to work.
Nope. I'm not. If I wore it the first time, I can't always wear it the second time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't care how young I was the first time. I still wore it the first time.
It's utilitarian, though.
It's like overalls. Nope.
You wore overalls?
Yeah, when I was in middle school.
Okay.
I'm not doing it now when they came back in style. I learned my lesson.
I think my parents dressed me in overalls when I was a toddler just because it was easy to, like, get them off me if I crap myself.
Dan was, and Oshkosh Bagosh.
They were Oshkosh Bagosh. And you unhook the tops and you can change a diaper or whatever
hose
you got to do.
Hose them down.
Yeah, right.
Do they do that up here?
Throw them in the tub or throw them outside and hose them down. Oh,
hose you off.
I think we did it once to, might have been Zoe. I forgot what it was. She came back from playing some kid in the yard or something. I was like, yeah. Upstairs immediately. It wasn't actual like garden hose, but you take the like the thing off the like the hand scrubber
Dan.
Thing.
And aim oh, accountant taxes, Dan.
What?
That's not the same.
The same as an actual garden, like in the yard
yes.
with a garden hose.
As a kid, I had to be hosed off every now.
That's good. That means you're doing something right. Time to hose off Layla again.
Okay, here's the thing.
I think it's your turn.
Here's the thing. The NFL.
Get the big hose.
Call me old-fashioned.
So many bad jokes to make out of that. I'm just going to, like, ignore it, pretend like it didn't happen.
She's playing in the tar pits again with the saber-toothed tiger.
It's like there's a scene in Mrs. Doubtfire where he's yelling at Lila. Like, it's so then my friends used to always miss, like, they'd say Layla instead. Mm-hmm. But all of this is not it. The NFL is winning right now in this conversation because we are not talking about a rule that upset pretty much everybody who watched football last year, and they're trying to tell us they're going to keep it the same?
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
In Odyssey Station, Odyssey Station, Odyssey Station.
Hello?
Ah! Layla, get back in your cell! Don't make me get the hose!
Wow!
You found it!
I found it. I couldn't believe it was up here on YouTube, that little scene. Too funny.
Yeah, my friends used to yell that to me all the time.
Layla, when that movie came out. Get back in your cell. Don't make me get the hose.
The whole hose tie into it.
Right.
Look at that.
the laughter from Tyler in the background.
That is our production team. I don't think we gave them proper credit, actually.
We gave nobody credit. Hi, Connor O'Donnell.
Yeah, hi. Ray Diaz and Tyler Buterbaugh are our production team today. So
Brandon Fryer playing Game Over by Lil Flip earlier for me.
And I'm just going to pat myself on the back for selecting area codes from Ludacris for this. I got hose. Get it? Hose.
There it is.
I heard it.
See?
I thought about it. It didn't actually absorb until now.
Always got to be paying attention on this show.
Happy Even Monday. When you're paying attention.
Now, you noticed something that somebody was trying to sneak by us here regarding the rule on roughing the passer or lack thereof.
And I feel like this is just the appetizer to other rules they don't want to change where I'm going to punch something. We all know where Justin Fields stood in the getting calls from referees, very liberally applying the roughing the passer rule or not. Mm-hmm. So this headline comes down. Yesterday afternoon, Yahoo Sports, NFL owners meetings, you know, those things happening in Arizona, roughing the passer replay reportedly won't have enough support to pass. How? Does Aaron Rodgers get 12 votes or something?
I hate
how?
It. It's every week. Every week there is a game-changing call where it's completely inconsistent from the week before even the same crew we'll call it differently. And the one that I have is where they make form tackling the quarterback illegal. Because there is language in the rule about tackling with the full weight of your body onto the quarterback, which is how you're taught to tackle. But if it's the quarterback, you have to do a gator roll.
Well,
you have to like grab and turn and pull the quarterback down onto you.
Yes.
In Russia, quarterback fall on you.
But it is an unnatural movement, and targeting also in the college game and now translated to the NFL game has caused players to tackle in ways that are not natural. And then you get the worst version of it, which is a shoulder or upper back tackle where nothing happens except the defender falls down. But in this case, man, if this isn't setting up for pass interference, like if these things should be reviewable with how ridiculously
inconsistent. Well, they tried it with pass interference, and they did it so badly. They're like, see, we can't do this because we're bad at it. It's like my kids loading the dishwasher.
It's like your coworker who suddenly is not good at something, so then you have to do the thing your coworker doesn't want to do because, oh, they're bad at it.
Yeah, I do that with making the bed.
Darn.
Yeah, I'm bad at making the bed. It's so much better, honey, when you make the bed.
We weren't born yesterday. And frankly, if they were that bad at it, it's because they needed to do it more. These two calls and the punitive damages that come on drives that are associated with them and how subjective they are deciding entire games in the NFL with part-time referees, mind you. And we're going to sit here and pretend like this isn't a big deal. Yes. And yes, because of gambling, this is an even bigger deal. And the sad part is the third party, the one with money on the integrity of it, might be the one who ends up helping decide it. But this right here should not stand. Judy Batista of NFL Network saying that one proposal that reportedly won't have enough support to be adopted is making them reviewable and saying that it would also allow coaches to challenge the roughing the passer calls. And they did compare it to the one-year failure of pass interference replay. To me, it just wasn't a failure. It was just that bad. You have part-time referees. Like, do you not understand that it's going to take time to practice and learn these things and develop standard operating procedures? But the idea that for example, late hits on Justin Fields, just nobody cares about, respectively speaking, in the refereeing crew, rarely get called. And then somebody looks at Aaron Rodgers the wrong way, and that's a roughing the passer. This is way too inconsistent.
It was jarring for Bears fans who saw all of these other games and saw all these other quarterbacks so well protected to the point of comedy, and then watched as Justin Fields got pummeled all over the field.
There were 93 roughing the passer calls in 2022. Amazingly, that was the lowest since 2016. That's according to NFLpenalties.com. More than 100 such penalties were committed each season between 2017 and 2022. So Mike Carey said, I think the roughing the passer rule is very well written. It gives enough latitude to the referee that you're not held to calling it when your mind, it's not a foul, when you think it's not a foul, nor are you held to calling it when in your mind it is. But that's, to me, that's still too subjective. It should be about whether or not the rules say it's a foul, not just your mind.
I think they're saying within the current interpretation of the rule, it leaves more for your mind. And that's where they're asking for more inconsistency, apparently. We have High Noon coming up next. And there's going to be more of these stories. I did this a couple of weeks ago, and this is another story along the same lines, because something may be reaching a critical mass in some places. You're going to make fun of me, but I'm going to stay on this.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High Noon?
High Noon is right now, and we started by talking about how we enjoyed the sports weekend of the Final Four getting itself set, little Bulls basketball in there, and the news about Leury Garcia not being on the opening day roster, and we got about 40 minutes of enjoying that before we say, wait, Yoan Moncada has back stiffness, so does that mean Leury's going to be on the roster now? I don't know. I guess we haven't gotten that resolved.
Cubs and the Sox play each other today.
That's right. And then we played Don't Be That Coach. Jerome Tang, not okay, not cool. And you can be a good sport without going into the opponent's locker room. Do not go in to the opponent's locker room, because it makes it all about you. It gives you all sorts of free advertising in the age of the transfer portal. And it's an old school absolutist protocol violation. Not good. And Pete Futek was terrific as always. And good thing that Layla caught the little NFL note they tried to sneak by. I said, oh, roughing the passer? It's fine. It's fine.
It is not fine.
It's fine. He said it's fine.
It's I don't know how to say this, but this story came across a few weeks ago, and I found it pretty interesting. Because it's not very often that the president of a country claims that he has footage of a mythical creature.
What?
Yeah, Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, said he found, I believe how you say it is Alush, but I'm not sure, because it is a mischievous woodland spirit in Mayan folklore. It was up in a tree. And he added this quote.
Is this like a chupacabra?
Well, listen, I am here for any and all chupacabra sightings. We've got to find the chupacabra. It's very dangerous, and I believe it exists. And I know I kind of laugh saying it out loud, but
it translates to goat sucker, right? It sucks the blood out of goats.
And other things, and might eat your babies. Listen, you just got to watch out for the chupacabra, okay? Like, that is, it's there. It's a mythical beast. And an Alush is supposedly also a mischievous woodland spirit.
But and the president took the picture himself?
No, he came into the photo. He obtained it.
Oh.
But he also added this amazing quote saying, everything is mystical.
Huh?
I love that. I don't know. Just go with it. So he has a history, López Obrador, of expressing reverence for indigenous cultures and their beliefs. So it makes sense that he would listen to this. And according to Mayan belief, Alushas are small, mischievous creatures that inhabit forests and fields and are prone to playing tricks on people, like hiding things. That would explain my life a little bit. Even though I live in a small apartment, the Alush might have hidden my keys a time or two.
Does he have a picture of, like, Quetzalcoatl as well?
I don't think so. Just the Alush.
Because isn't Quetzalcoatl, that's the big dude, right? That's you start talking Aztec culture.
Oh, Simpsons, not Aztec, Maggie, Olmec.
Is it Olmec?
I don't know.
I thought it was Aztec. Damn it, I don't want to be wrong about that.
We're not wrong. We're just thinking out loud and parsing it through. But I like the idea that everything is mystical. And we don't know what we don't know. We don't know what's in the ocean.
Well, fish.
No, I mean like the bottom of it.
More fish? Fish that light up?
We don't always know what's in the air.
Flying fish?
So it makes sense that maybe we don't know what's in all the trees.
Okay.
I enjoy the idea of an animal that likes to play tricks on people. Sounds fun. I'm into it, okay? I'm into it.
The Centennial City Council in Centennial, Colorado has a problem because community members packed chambers last week to defend their sides on a proposed pickleball moratorium.
Moratorium? What?
The city of Centennial voting on a moratorium to put a 6-month pause on constructing new outdoor courts within 500 feet of residential neighborhoods. We played the excerpts from the episode on Real Sports about the noise pollution that pickleball is causing.
The noise? Fun?
No, it is bad because it carries and it is endless and it's incredibly loud. And there are some pickleball courts near homes that have been where it's mandatory now to use a certain kind of sound absorbing paddle and or ball. That's someone's going to make a lot of money when they can figure out how to take the noise out of pickleball. And the reason I bring up that story is because this is from Block Club Chicago. A conflict between pickleball players and neighboring parents has been brewing in Old Town since 3 courts were painted onto the concrete slab at Baller Park. We used to live right here, Beth and I, when we first lived together. Our first apartment on Mohawk was right near this park. And apparently they're having issues with constant pickleball being played and the noise of pickleball there being a problem. So the pickle people are now, they're hunkering down, talking about the war on pickleball. So they feel they're being victimized and war is being declared when the issue really is just the noise. I have no problem with you playing, but fix it. Find some way to fix the noise pollution that game is causing. Other outdoor recreation doesn't infringe on people's rights to a peaceful atmosphere.
Dang, I was legit thinking about getting into this pickleball trend.
No, people love it.
Michelle McMahon, the former Blackhawks reporter, she's like, it's a whole lifestyle.
It is. It
she's
is a lifestyle.
In Florida. She does broadcast.
This thing called pickleball, where you use these paddles and an oversized ripple ball.
Yeah.
Yesterday we did a story on padel.
On what?
Padel.
Padel?
Padel.
What is that?
It is it's a cousin of pickleball / tennis / paddle.
Wait, but we've already moved on to a new thing?
Well, it's been popular over there in that Europe for a while.
Well, I don't cotton to nothing that came out of that Europe.
But it looked pretty interesting. There's a club in Mundelein. Well, should I say klub? It's C-L-U-B-E.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a klub? Like fondue stube? Come on. So we're adding another thing. If it's quieter, great. It just that really is the problem right now. It just happens to be a loud game. And in some of these more compact, dense urban areas, it's annoying people. Stop annoying people.
Let me guess. The Florida retirees are upset. The pickleball is upsetting their peace that they think they have. Is that part of the issue?
That is part of it. That's a huge part of it. I'm not a Florida retiree yet. I'm probably never going to be a retiree, nor will I ever live in Florida. I can tell you that.
Dan got a bunch of new sweatshirts. I'm like, who is this person? You have a lot of new shirts now.
This wasn't supposed to be mine. This one Jason got for himself, but he didn't like it. And then Beth wore it, and then we're not sure what size it is because we think it's the wrong size.
It's size.
It fits me okay, but we're going to have to hang dry it. And then I got another one. We were there. I got another one that I liked. And then I got the Denison sweatshirt because I felt guilty that I didn't have one for my daughter's college.
Yep.
So it's new.
That's you increased your
items.
New clothing.
Oh, it's huge for me.
By 400%.
I lost a pair of pants though.
Excuse me?
The regular black, like Dick's Sporting Goods brand nylon sweatpants, not the stripe ones, the regular black ones are gone.
Do they have a hole in them?
No.
Are you
Why?
Sure?
Do they?
One of the pairs of pants you had when I was doing the show with you daily, there was one pair that had a legit hole in the
leg.
Oh,
that's the old Adidas ones. Those are only at-home pants now. Those are Sunday pants.
The hole got too big?
I don't even wear those to Mariano's. Like, the entire ass is gone. So I wear them at home. I love them. I will never give up on them.
I think they gave up on you.
No. I think, yeah, the ass part finally had enough, and it just, like, killed itself.
Are they Yet you still wear them. But you still wear them.
Do you
them.
Know which ones I'm talking about? It's the right leg. Yeah, the right leg had a hole.
No, this one, the ass ripped, and I fixed it with black duct tape. And I have them, and I still wear them at home.
You can't wash duct tape.
I know. I don't wash them.
What?
I'll try to wash them. You can
the
wash
toxic
duct.
Plastic pants with duct tape on them.
You can wash duct tape, can't you? Isn't that the point of it?
Doesn't it get all gummy and muck up your washer?
I don't know. I don't think so, does it?
Somebody's tried to wash duct
No, but I've got to find these pants. So usually what's happening now is they end up in Jason's drawer or something like that. So I said, dude, you definitely have my pants. And he says, no, I don't. So I said, I want you to go through every bit of everything and see if somewhere my pants are in your drawers or in your closet. He's like, okay, I will.
He's not going to do
no,
that.
No, that's the thing. Like, 3 minutes later, he's like, they're not here.
3 minutes later.
Like, you didn't look. Yeah, I did. No, you didn't. There's no possible way you could have actually looked for my pants.
Jason Bernstein Parkins.
He didn't. No, seriously.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I looked.
I looked. They weren't in there.
No, he didn't look. He like literally did a lap of his own room. And then he's like, no, they're not in here.
They're 100%
Did you see my tight pants?
They're 100%
They're totally in there. Or like...
Jason.
Or they're in Beth's side of the closet, which is a total nightmare.
I know that you're in school, but you're probably listening.
He's not listening.
We can't have Dan wear the other pants anymore to work. No, so I'm not. I have to give him back those pants.
I said I won't even wear them to the grocery store.
Right now.
And I go to the grocery store and people try to send me to a shelter sometimes.
So I'm asking politely for you to look so we don't get subjected to those pants again.
Gotta find my black pants. Now I wasn't even thinking about that, and now I've got pants anxiety again.
Well, Lululemon makes a good pair of pants that Old Navy has duplicated for a cheaper price.
Boy.
Hey, listen.
Oh, I have those. The David Haw pants.
Yes, the David Haw pants.
I've got like 5 pairs of the David Haw pants. They were like $12.
Old Navy makes a dupe. I
bought the Old Navy ones.
Yeah, just get another pair of those.
I have a ton of those.
Old Navy's always got some sale.
They're stretchy, but you can wear them for anything.
And then they're new, and then they're less likely to have the fabric be...
I wear those all the time.
You know.
I love those. I just don't wear them to work.
Why not?
I don't know. They seem too fancy.
You guys realize I'm going to have to tell Steve Stone that we're late because we're talking about Dan's assless plastic
Well,
pants.
You know what we're going to ask Steve Stone about.
He has to ask the Merchant of Death about his job.
So good.
That's next on The Score.
What color Lululemon pants will he have on?
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.